Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Good to have you here, Terry. Thanks for being here. We're going to get into a bunch of fun stuff this hour we're looking forward to. But we'd like to kick things off the 10 o'clock hour on a Thursday with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Denise joining us, right? God, I'm never going to get tired of this music. I'm never going to get tired of that intro music. Denise joining us right now from the Southwood County Humane Society, and all this thanks to our great friends at Mealtown Coffee Company. We greatly appreciate them. Great people over there. We're looking forward to heading over to Mid-State and checking out some of that coffee when they get their doors open over there. They got a great Facebook page. I encourage you to check out, everybody. Just type in your search bar, Mealtown Coffee Company, and like what they're doing over there. Denise, how are things going at the shop?
They are great. Thank you. How are you guys doing here?
We're doing good. If you don't mind, one thing that I noted today when we were getting into our National Day of calendar is today is National Animal Disaster Preparedness Day.
Yes.
Now, this is one of those things that I've experienced with my family. We had a dog in the house, had a couple of ferrets because of the girl I was dating at the time. She had some, and we had a fish tank full of fish when we had a fire at our house. Ooh. And it was in the upstairs, thankfully, and it only stayed in the upstairs, but We had never really, we are a prepared family, we are planners, all of that. This was not something we had thought about. This was not something we planned for. And thankfully, all the animals were okay. The ferrets with their little lungs, I was able to get them out right away. Good. And our dog at the time, Zeppelin, just followed my dad around. So I actually had to get him out because my dad was acting, it was crazy. It was insanity. And a fire is already insane. And this is one of those situations where hopefully you make these plans, never even have to use them. Yes. Never even comes up. Hopefully. But man, does it feel better to have that peace of mind to have this done.
Absolutely. You have to have a plan, especially when you have an organized bunch of animals that are helpless if there's a disaster. We have to make sure that we have enough staff on hand to make sure that those animals get to safety. All of them are accounted for and handled appropriately and safe.
Is there anything, again, not to put you on the spot, but tips or things that you would suggest to people that are walking into this, oh, I haven't done this before, I'm not sure where to begin even?
Yeah, just have a plan. Whether you have fur babies or not, whether you have fish, reptiles, birds, make sure that you have a way or a thought at least to get that animal out of the home safely. If it's a storm, a severe storm, tornadoes, things like that, take them to the basement with you. They're part of your family, and you know they need to be safe as well. Mm-hmm. So no matter what kind of animal you have, make sure it's safe.
I will say one thing, and I discovered this doing this with my parents and their dog and everything. Unlike when you make this plan and you kind of go through it with the kids and everything, and the kids, oh, we got to go through this order. Animals love going through these plans and these routines. They love. They don't know. Yeah. Hey, all right, we're going outside. We're going back in. All right, cool.
The fish gets scooped up in the pitcher again.
Man, they love it. They love it. They enjoy it.
It's the safest way to do it.
it's important. It's great to do. It's one more step of being a good pet parent and all that. But also, I think that the animal can have some fun with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, they don't know what's going on. Just spend more time with mom.
I wanted to get an update with you on how things are going construction-wise over there at the Humane Society.
They are going well. Altman has just about finished things up there. We have some electricians on site yet finishing up work. Otherwise, we are just about ready to go and have everything moved to where it's supposed to be. No more pounding or grinding for the animals to have to bear. So we're pretty happy about that.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good feeling.
Shout out to our friends at Altman Construction. Great people over there and great to hear.
Yes.
That's really encouraging, certainly for the animals and everything, but
yes,
also for our community that's looking forward to maybe being able to stop by and help volunteer a little bit more and all that.
Yep, absolutely. We are planning open house events. They'll be happening probably early summer, maybe later summer. We want to make sure everything is up and ready to go for people, and we're going to be doing different days of the week, different times of the day, so we can accommodate all schedules from our community.
really smart, a nice way to handle that too. And with the schedules of, you know, everyday people and all that, probably going to work out pretty well for that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And volunteer groups, we're taking, you know, people have volunteer days or days of work in the community, things like that. If you have questions, give me a call. We can set that up for your staff.
And we'll let you know how you can do that before we wrap up with Denise today. Any events in the going on? Anything you want to make sure to be highlighted?
We've got nothing big coming up. Our next event is Bark in the Park. We'll be at the Rafters, like you mentioned, the schedules. Mm-hmm. And then we have Lunch by the River. Those are coming up quickly.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, you can keep up to date on this and other stuff by following them at social media. We encourage everybody to do that and sign up for that newsletter. It's
yes.
A great newsletter and a great way to keep up to date on everything.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Denise, I've made people wait long enough. Who is our featured pet of the week?
We're going with Riot today. Horrible name. I apologize for that. Riot is a Rottweiler. He fits the bill perfectly. He looks like a Rottweiler. He has a big head. The only thing different about him is he has a long tail. And Rottweilers
have dock tails.
But he's just very friendly. He's animal friendly. We believe kid friendly. Maybe not too small because he's a bigger dog. He was just recently neutered and fully vaccinated, microchipped. He's ready to go.
I love this face. I love this face.
It's not a great picture on the website. I apologize because he's a very handsome Rottweiler.
I would never want to disagree. I agree with you, Denise, but I disagree strongly. I love this picture. It's a great picture of him. I don't know if this is the right word for it, kind of encouraging to hear that he has his tail. We seem to be seeing this more and more, and then we're getting away from some of this. Again, it being about the animal and not the owner or somebody, you know, that we're trying to get this animal a home to or anything.
Absolutely.
For those that don't know, almost the beginning and the whole existence of Rottweilers, they have clipped ears or clipped a tail or something.
Correct.
Because of nobody's got an answer.
Exactly.
Nobody's got a good answer other than we just like the
vanity,
way it looks more.
Right?
Vanity.
Yeah,
yeah, which
absolutely
is disgusting and shouldn't happen or anything.
I agree.
It's encouraging to see that they has a tail. I was a little taken back by that. That's great to hear.
Yeah, I know. We kind of like that because they didn't put the animal through any pain and he's just himself. He's just goofy and an amazing dog.
Well, not for nothing, you can see a complete connection to animals that this was done to, and breed quote-unquote types, and animals that are more quote-unquote aggressive or some of these things. Yeah, they took off half its tail.
Right.
Like, I mean, yeah, man. Like,
and cropped its ears up.
Yes. This is not rocket science. This is not hard to figure out.
True, good point.
We shouldn't be doing this.
Like,
it's great to see with Riot. That's great to see. And fun name. That's a fun dog right there. Riot's got all of his stuff, his shots, his his chip and everything.
Correct. Yeah, he's 3 years old. Sorry, I didn't mention that before, but he's just playful and amazing. Come and meet him, because I don't think he's going to be there long.
Yeah, especially that breed.
Yes.
That breed does tend to. Yeah, so, and that's something, a good thing to keep in mind with this and all the animals over there at the Humane Society. So many great ones for you to check out. Your new favorite friend, your new best friend is waiting for you over at the Southwick County Humane Society. Denise, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I really look forward to next week already, hanging out again. It's our favorite segment. We love doing this.
Thank you.
Get a hold of Denise and the gang over there if you have questions or want to find out more, or even drop off items or help out somewhat. You can email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. You can stop on down to 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids, as well as checking them out on Facebook, direct messaging them that way if you'd like. The website is swchs.com. You can find all this information there, swchs.com. And if you ever need information and are not able to find it, reach out to Pam or I. We'll make sure that you get a hold of Denise, and we'll make sure to connect you guys and everything. Denise, thanks again for the time.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too. And a big thank you to our friends over at Milltown Coffee. We'll be keeping an eye out on things over there at Midstate and seeing when they open those doors over there. We'll let you know and when you can get some great coffee. I cannot wait to try that coffee. I love trying new companies' coffees with it. We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun hanging out with Denise. We encourage you to find out about Riot and all these great friends over at the Southwick County Humane Society at swchs.com. And, of course, a big shout-out to Milltown Coffee sponsoring that segment. Really appreciate the gang over there. Great people. Terry, got to get in some entertainment news. Before we do, though, we have a correction to make because I was mispronouncing it, and I want to make sure to get it right. Renaissance at Rennes. Rennes. You're right. Rennes. Yeah. Yes. They're the ones that are going to be. They're hosting Mr. Mike O'Connor, a great author, Wisconsin author, going to be over there. He's there right now, I imagine, and reading.
So I'm quite curious about that book.
Yes. Yes. Badger Aces is a book. I got it on my wait list. I want to read it.
Yeah.
Sounds really good. He's a great author. Let's go ahead and take a look at some celebrity news here. And journalistic integrity is very important in this day and age, and certainly here at WFHR has been for over 80-plus years. So I want everybody to know that the Sunrise Show, the morning show that I've been doing over at our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, the whole reason I'm doing that show is so I could talk about Miranda Lambert. feels good to say that, get it off my chest. Feels good to actually let everybody know. That's my whole reasoning for doing anything over there, actually. I'm a fan. I am a fan. I think she's awesome. And she shows up in our opening story here. Miranda Lambert might be the most awarded country music artist in ACM history, but there is much more talent and depth in the Nashville star. From opening animal shelters, Mutt Nation Foundation, that is her foundation, to her many other business adventures, she's always had some exciting endeavors and things she's done. And I'm taking this article from SI.com. It's all about the rodeo. Lambert has always had a passion for animals and especially her horses. She has formed a bond with her beautiful bald-faced red dun, cool horse, that has led her down the path of competitive mounting shooting. And that's where we're going with this. We are not going to the stage, or we're not going
to
Nashville.
Sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, she is the Flying Pistols Ranch. Lambert and Cool Horse got their first one under their belt, she was telling the article. And the ranch's first ever mounted shooting competition, produced by six-time overall world champion Kendi Lenze. Miranda posted a video of her and Cool mounting shooting range, mounted and shooting the run, and just talking about how cool it is.
Yeah, and think about that. I mean, people just think, oh, you just got to be good aim. But you really got to think about that. You have a whole audience, the horses reacting to the gunfire sound, yes, to the, you know, like there's a lot of stuff going on. We were at the Midwest Horse Fair about a month ago and down in Madison. And we happened into, it's not what we were going in the Coliseum for, but we just went in there, you know, prior to the show we were going to see. And they were doing this mounted shooting. And it was it was really cool.
Yeah.
It was very neat to see.
I've seen a little bit of it, and I watched some of the video of her doing and everything. You're so right about this. And like during the Olympics, I've always thought that it's really cool. I always forget the name of it, but the event where you're skating, shooting, skating.
Oh, yeah.
Skiing and shooting and everything. These kind of competitions are always cool to me. This is a whole nother level because of what you said there about the gun, the sound of the gun and all that. I was curious about that part. And she talks about this a little bit, but one of the trainers was really getting in depth about it, about how much you already have to, anybody's ever ridden a horse understands, you got to make eye contact, you got to have a connection with that horse. That horse has got to like you, otherwise there's no reason for you to get on that horse, unless of course you're a trainer and you're breaking them in or something like that. I'm talking about your average rider and stuff. You gotta have a connection with that horse somewhat, and that horse has got to like you a little bit. And once you have that bond, as long as you take care of that bond, there's so much you can do with that horse, mm-hmm, that you would never even begin to imagine that horse is imagining.
Yeah,
that
it's
horse
really cool.
is thinking about doing. This is one of those events. It's awfully cool.
I can totally see her. I mean, this is right up her alley.
Yeah. Yeah. and you know, those of us that enjoy her music and her being on stage and all that, keep an eye on it because she's enjoying this stuff a lot more than her music right now. You know, I don't think she's ever getting rid of the day job, but she might start spending more and more time doing that. You can find this complete article at SI.com. They've got a rodeo section. Go ahead and check it out over there. Also wanted to, you know, keeping up the country music theme here, and with Mother's Day around the corner, thought this was a good one. Lainey Wilson recently shared her thoughts about her great relationship with her mom, but what stuck out the most was the one piece of advice that Lainey will refuse to take from her mama, and that's about singing. Here's what Lainey said, quote, "I always say I don't want to take advice from people who aren't where I want to be. I remember growing up and singing. My mama cannot carry a tune in a bucket, but she would try to tell me how to sing, and that would make me so mad because I was like, you can't sing." But what are parents for other than, of course, to, you know, keep you in line?
And encouragement, right? Yes. Like, she was probably just trying to pump her up.
I'm not doing any of this justice. Almost everything this woman says, it's got a little bit of a grain of salt to it and everything. And she's talking about, you could hear her in her voice talking about, but mama, I you can't sing. Like, it's very friendly and sweet the way that they're interacting.
There is something about that, though, when people give you advice and you're like, well, but wait a minute, you know.
I have to drag it out of my dad. To get like, Dad, what did you think of this? What did you think of that? You know, he comes and sees almost every play I've ever done. And I like to pick his brain because he's not an actor. He's not an entertainer. So what I try to do with my characters is, of course, make them real. So I want to talk to a real person, what they get from it. And he's always so shy about it. It's like one of the only things he is. Then there's my mother, who has no problem whatsoever to be.
She just wants you to be better.
Exactly. That's what it all comes down to.
Or like when you say that you really love something that maybe isn't so great, and it's like, oh, you have to say that, you're my mom, you know?
Right. Yes. There's that part of it too. But that's a fun story there. And she has got such a great relationship with that woman. Like her mom and her, they seem to be really good ones. Lainey went on to say that she looks at her mom looks to her mom for a lot of advice, just not so much singing.
Just not singing. Just fair not singing. Enough.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Stay in your lane.
Is it ever? So I look at my own family a little bit like this, or not like this, but it has always been presented to me this way. And I wonder if other people do this, not just with entertainment, but with anything in life. For every family that has the family business that they hand down, there's stuff like this where you're an outlier. There's no history in any of my, either side of my family, going all the way to like original countries and everything, of anybody ever being an entertainer, acting, singing, anything like that. My great grandfather, the first James, could sing and may have done a little bit with vaudeville, but it was about the money. It wasn't about entertaining.
Sure.
And then I come about, and that's all I want to do. And, you know, my kids all have a little bit of that in them. It's always interesting to me to see these kind of things,
like,
where...
sparked that interest?
Yeah.
They can't claim you as adopted.
No,
I mean,
no.
All they have to do is just look at you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, so they can't say it came from somewhere else. It came from somewhere in there.
Lainey Wilson doesn't have any history of entertainers or singers in her family. And then she comes out and she's not just a singer. She's a great singer. She's amazing and all that. And she works so hard at it. Part of what I can't help thinking about her anytime she comes up is not Lainey Wilson right now, just killing it and being as great as an entertainer as she is. She's such a good MC. She's very good at hosting things, and she's just getting going. I can't imagine what she'd be like, and, you know, she gets the chance to do it, like Reba or some of these others gets a chance to do it over the years. But she's been at this. She's that little girl that was doing Miley Cyrus impressions and everything, you know, when she was a little kid trying to just get ready for this moment, to see where she is now and how hard she worked to get there, and the people that supported her and everything. It's cool to see. And I don't think you got to be a Lainey Wilson fan of her music to be a fan of that. I think you could just be a fan of seeing somebody working, striving, and getting to where they were
trying
to. And
being resilient, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's because it's not always, it's not just easy.
Yeah. And just touching on this, and I know we talked about it a little bit already on the Sunrise show today, Seth and I got into it, but the CMA Awards are tonight. And not the CMAs. It's the there's so many of these award shows, Terry. I can't keep track of all of them. I did want to get that right though. So the award show that is on tonight, I'll get it for you in a second here. It is going to be streaming on Amazon. It's going to be It's going to be streaming on Amazon.
And I mean, I have a soccer game to be at, so
ACM Awards.
It's off my radar.
All right. The American Country Music Awards are tonight. They are streaming on Prime, on Amazon Prime, at 7 o'clock. And I don't want to tell people what to do with their money. I don't like doing that or anything. But if I'm the CMAs, or the ACMs, or any award show, and if I'm any sporting event, I'm demanding that any streaming service I sell this to, it's also on cable. Everything was built on cable. every single one of these, whether we're talking award shows, a baseball game, a football game, whatever it is, built on cable. And I understand that this is the way things are going and technology is going this way and everything. And maybe it won't be this way in 20 years. But for right now, if you're not taking care of that cable audience, you are not taking care of the people that made you. That is a complete opposite of what we're doing here. All entertainment is about the audience. If it isn't about the audience, you get out of the game. You're not here for the right reasons, and you're not doing it the right way. It should be taking care of the audience. They're not doing that. They're missing out. There's so many people out there that are missing out on these award shows, which advertisers are not being seen by, so it's not good business sense. Doesn't make any sense. Like I don't agree with this. Even if it's a streaming service that was handed out to every individual, I wouldn't agree with it. You got to take care of your core audience.
Definitely different.
It's a shame. It's not as much of a shame. Did anybody know that George Strait has lost? George Strait has been nominated for Entertainer of the Year 14 times, won twice.
Yeah,
he's the Susan Lucci of this. That's crazy. I wouldn't have guessed that. Wanted to remind everybody that our great friends over at CWAC, Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater, have their opening night tonight of Don Quixote de la Center. This is a fantastic show that you can check out over at their theater. And not only that, but it's going to, the final show, the final performance on the 11th, they're going to have a kind of meet and greet afterwards where they'll be talking a little bit about Alzheimer's, dementia, and some of these topics that are covered very, very well in Don Quixote de la Center. Directed by the great Susan Egrin. She talked with us on Director's Playhouse recently. If you want to get a preview of the show and find out a little bit more about it, encourage you to go to WFHR.com or civicmedia.us, find the show, and check out the interview. And get your tickets for tonight, CWAC.org, CWAC.org. And that's, you know, you're in the Point area. What about here? What about here in Rapids and everything? You want some theater in your life? We got you covered. Noises Off is back at it for three more amazing shows, everybody. They got one tonight at 7, tomorrow at 7, and all wraps up this Saturday with a 2 o'clock matinee. Of course, directed by our own Melissa Kay, and we got a couple of other not only fan favorites here in town, but some of our people here at the studio is a part of this show. Break a leg with the rest of this run. Enjoy yourselves, everybody, and get to this show. This is one of those shows that you do not want to miss. You've probably already heard people in town talking about it. It's a wonderful farce. I don't believe that WRCT has ever been more ambitious with a show, especially in recent history, and especially considering the stage. Farces are so difficult to get down and get the timing of down right. And man, did they do it with this show. Perfect cast, great crew behind the scenes, all of this coming together to bring you guys an amazing show. Check out Noises Off. Get your tickets right now, wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. And while you're up there, you know, on the World Wide Web, the World Wide West Web. We encourage you to go to WFHR.com and sign up for that newsletter if you haven't done so already. We are about an hour and a half away from a new edition of the newsletter showing up in your email box. All Central Wisconsin news is important, and we're trying to cover as much of it as we can. But I feel very confident saying nobody is covering this area as much in as many avenues as we are. Whether we're talking news as far as things happening in town, businesses opening up, or streets being closed, or anything political, anything sports-wise, anything weather-wise, we are covering all bases here with this newsletter. Between that and what we're doing here streaming and what we're doing here on the airwaves, analog. We're trying to cover all bases, and we're trying to do this for you out there. That's what it comes down to, the audience. And we're trying to take care of you. Sign up for that newsletter. And while you're doing it, feel free to put in the comments if there's anything that you'd like to hear us cover or anything you have questions about, or certainly just any feedback. We always appreciate hearing from you. WFHR.com. Get on over there. Sign on up. We will take our news sports break here. We'll come back after that, get into some Mother's Day stuff Terry and I have. We'll be jumping into that when we come. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great one out there. Terry and I are going to talk a little Mother's Day stuff. We got some stats for you and some things about it to get into. But I just down the rabbit hole I was going with this topic, came across, I thought, an interesting stat I wanted to share with everybody. The average age of first-time mothers in the U.S. is rising and currently sits at around 27 years old. I guess I'd never really thought about this before. And to be fair, I come from a family, and my own kids happened very young, well before 27. We'll just leave it at that. So I guess I hadn't really thought about this much, but if I did think about it, I thought quite younger. Now, certainly the reasons for this and all that would take hours for us to really get too really in depth in. But I think most people out there, what you're thinking at the top of your head is a lot of that has factored in. But it's just an interesting thing. I didn't really have anywhere to go with this or anything. I just found that very interesting to me it's becoming such a set age.
Yeah, and I think it's been just progressing, you know, as mm-hmm. as time's gone, and maybe it's you know, more women are having careers and that kind of thing, or maybe people just are doing other stuff before they have kids, or yeah. You know, I don't know, it's a little bit of each. I was 31 and 33 when mm-hmm. I had my girls.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's there is no wrong age or right age or any of that stuff or anything. I think it's such a case by case thing.
Yeah,
you know,
but
where you are in
but
life
I think
and all
50
that.
Years ago you wouldn't be having kids in your 30s,
right?
Or you were still right. having kids in your 30s,
right? Right, yeah,
because you had a dozen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just wild how that this stuff evolves and changes. So here are some early Mother's Day guilt. I mean, facts, stats. You know, no. How often do you call your mom? Well, how often do you call her? Not enough, I'll tell you that. 22% of people in an early Mother's Day poll said that they don't call mom as much as they should, and the average is once a week. I don't know. Some moms might think that's just fine.
Depends what you're calling
yeah,
for.
Yeah. Here are some more stats from the survey here. But before we move on to those, this is one of the older jokes there is. It's almost as old as, you know, I make the old jokes about Jewish mothers and everything and the guilt, or my Jewish mother wanted me to be a doctor or something like that. It's a little different with our family. My mom wanted me to be an attorney, but you know, similar things. We have these jokes that we've had for forever. I wonder how much this really does happen as much anymore with younger generations and younger parents, with all the different ways we can connect and socialize nowadays. And, you know, how many friends of mine I know, oh, my mom and dad are on Facebook or something like that. So the whole calling your mother thing, or you're not calling right. your mom enough thing. I'm not saying it still isn't happening. It's just a different way of it happening, or maybe it's not happening as much.
And maybe it's just the key isn't call your mother, but communicate with your mother. Right. I mean, because when we were kids, there was no texting. There was no, I mean, you had to use the payphone.
Leave it to a Hall of Fame mom to nail that. You're absolutely right, Terry. Communicating, talking, however you're doing it. So here's some other stats from the survey. How often do you make your mom feel appreciated? The average answer was less than twice a month. The top ways we do it are by spending time with her or just saying, I love you. You know, that's a good one. We could all do more. I think you're going to see that as a common theme through this. We could all do more. But I really do like finding opportunities, especially with my mom, because my mom is so quick to beat herself up as a mom and take herself down a peg when I think she's the greatest mom. And she's so I look for opportunities any chance I get to compliment her or tell her how much I appreciate her as a mom or something like that without saying those exact words. Because if I do, it's just going to turn into a 20-minute conversation about how she's not. But if I can, I almost have to sneak the compliments there. I have to kind of like just shoehorn it in, or It's you read between the lines and you can tell what I'm saying.
You could sneak them into the form of like fresh flowers.
Mm, that's
you don't
a great,
have to say anything. You could just.
That's very true. Yeah. 70% worry their mom has too much on their plate, and 67% think she spends too much time worrying about other people's needs.
That's just part of the title.
Mm. I think both things can be true. I think that it's understandable for kids to think those things and worry about or care about their parent. That's a great thing.
Well, for sure.
And you're absolutely 100% right, Terry.
Part of the deal.
Part of the gig. You know? Massages are a popular Mother's Day gift, but moms were asked what the, quote, perfect self-care day would include, and a massage only ranked fourth. Number one on the list was getting some sleep, or getting to sleep in, even. Then getting their hair done, or having someone else cook, or listening to music, and then getting a massage came in after that.
Yeah, that's pretty high on my list.
It was one of those go-tos for a lot of people for a while there, of like, oh, I don't know what to do for my mom, spa day. You know, and that was what it was, spa day. I'm not making fun of that or saying it's a bad thing, just that I could see, you know, just being honest with my species in men. We are creatures of habit. And if you like this, I do this now. My mom is a perfect example. She loves Coca-Cola things. So this poor woman for 30-some years has gotten every single thing that has Coca-Cola on it, she's gotten from my brother and I. Uh-huh. Because we know that's what she likes. And, we keep going to it.
Probably time to let up a little.
Sometimes men need a little guidance, a little direction, a little moving this way. Like the bumpers with little kids in bowling. They got the bumpers there so the ball doesn't go into the gutter. I don't need the bumpers. It's a horrible metaphor. Rounding out the top 10 of things.
Well, when you get all that Coke stuff back,
yes.
Three of you, you're going to be like, oh, dang.
It's so good. I guarantee she's thought of that too. So rounding out the top things that moms would like for that personal care, self-care day, getting their nails done, going for a walk, reading, catching up on TV, taking a nice long bath. So giving them the time to do any of these things, even if you're not able to give them a spa day or afford something like that, you can have the at-home spa day kind of thing and try to give them time to do all these things, maybe not just one of them. Finally on this list, just leaving her alone might be a nice gift too.
See, what's funny? So there's something conflicting about this for me. Like, those are good gifts, but to me they're not like Mother's Day things. Mm-hmm. Like, you give it and then they can use it some other time. But I always think of like Mother's Day you want to spend with your children or with your mother, not leave her alone, let her sleep. I mean, those are all great things. Give it to me as a gift on Mother's Day and then let me use it a different day.
Right. I think you do both.
Not looking for it for that day.
I think you do both. I think on Mother's Day, you try to spend time with the mom, but any other day of the week, give them this. Give them the Mother's Day gift.
Not like, oh, what are you doing for Mother's Day? Nothing. We're leaving her alone. We're giving her space.
My mom talks about this all the time. My sister and I made her breakfast or lunch one year for Mother's Day. And she doesn't even remember what we made. She remembers that we tried to clean afterwards so that she
Not
didn't
so
have
well.
To and stuff. Oh, no, we didn't clean. We didn't clean well at all. Yeah. No, we definitely did, but we tried. Try is the key word in this sense.
It's like, oh, no.
But she talks about that because of things that we're talking about here and stuff.
For sure.
That, it would have been, she would have been better off, we didn't do anything. We just let her sleep in and maybe did the breakfast another day or something like that.
It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say one thing I don't know if I do or don't recommend, but I will say to, for you to take with a grain of salt for those of us that are trying to do things for our moms out there. You can ask mom what she wants, but take it with a grain of salt because it's almost in against her will to say something she really does want. I try this, especially with my mom and us being older now and the kids are all of her kids are older and everything. Mom, what's something you wouldn't do for yourself that I could do for you? I try that one with her. And that usually, one, stumps her, which I love doing, so that there's a little joy I get out of that, because it doesn't happen very often. But it also gives them a chance to not just tell you something, for them to actually think about this, because I guarantee you, my mom is not the only one. When I ask her this, and the look over her eyes of, I don't know. Because they don't think about this stuff. So give them a chance to think about it even that's a gift.
I have an immediate response. Mine is still the spa gift card. I'm always like, yeah, I'll take that wellness spa gift card. I'm all in.
So go to.
But something also cool is we are gatherers. Like my family, we get together for all things. Mm-hmm. And so for Mother's Day, it was super cool. Probably like, 15 years ago and standing still, one of my brothers said, I'll host Mother's Day so none of the moms have to do anything, right? Mm-hmm. So, single guy at the time, and he's like, I'll do it at my house. Of course, we all still bring something, but it is kind of nice for myself or my mom or my sister to not have to, mm-hmm. all the prep work of having people over and that kind of thing. So, I always thought that was super cool. Now, I did 2 weeks ago, I have to remind him. I'm like, hey, dude, are you doing Mother's Day? Or, the little guilt. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can do it, and he's like, yeah, I'll do it. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Cool. That's cool. That's a great tip right there, I think, too. And speaking of loved ones, What is the percentage of Americans that would donate an organ for a loved one? How far would you go for your loved ones? In a new survey, 82% of people, 82% of people said that they'd share a windfall of $100,000 with close friends and family. 62% said that they would put their reputation on the line to act as a reference on an application. And 53% said that they'd endure waiting in line at the DMV for the someone they cared about.
Those are weird things.
Yeah. And they're, I think they're used as a kind of parameter because just 39% would be willing to donate an organ. So 82% of people said that they would share over $100,000 windfall with somebody, but only 39% would share just below 40 an organ. That's presumed, and that's of course presuming a body organ you could live without, of course. So a kidney, lung, or a portion of your liver, pancreas, or intestine. Some reports suggested that 39% that 39% donating an organ is low, but you could also look at that as a solid number. It's about 2 in 5, people. So that's not bad. Not bad when you think about
it. And I think there's kind of some just uninformed folks around that, because I think there's a general fear, don't you? Like, I mean, if I give someone my kidney, mm-hmm. how do I know I'm not going to need that?
Yeah.
It'll take you 3 seconds to Google that and get information. But I just think there's just in general just a lack of information out there around this, and probably people learn the most about it when it does affect their loved one, mm-hmm. and then they kind of start digging into it and realize that it is safe and it is viable. And you know, just the example I gave, like if you donate a kidney to someone. If you ever need a kidney, you're automatically to the top of the list.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I think it's just sometimes people just don't know what you don't know. And if you don't need to know it, you don't know it.
I think that the majority of things that are feared in life come from misinformation or not being informed. And this is another one of those where you learn more and more about it. And not only do I think it's important, and I'm 100% with you, Terry. I understand if people aren't just reaching, you know, going out of their way to find out this information. I do think that it's a good idea to, because of you never know what could happen to you and the percentage of people that it does happen to. And also just to take a step back and realize how dang amazing this is. I could take a kidney from so-and-so, and as long as the blood type matches up and everything, I can put it in them. That's wild. We have normalized this so much, but it is such a cool thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
And the act of doing it is the only thing cooler than the actual science of it, is somebody being willing to be like, hey, I was born with this. I'm going to take it out of me. I'm going to give it to you so you can be around longer. I understand that this is everyday stuff and it's going on right now as we speak. I refuse to normalize this. This is awesome science and it's awesome humanity. It's pretty darn cool. And I know that number might seem low to some people, 39% or whatever. I'm with the article, which you can find at studyfinds.com. The 2 in 5, that's encouraging to me. Mm-hmm. I'll take that.
I agree.
I think that's pretty cool. We will take a time out. We'll take care of our partners. We come back. We'll wrap up the show. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James wrapping things up for you here at the station.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over.
We hope you all had a great time today. We sure did. A big thank you to everybody out there listening, our sponsors. Special thank you to Milltown Coffee, being able to bring us the Pet of the Week with Denise and our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. Find out about Riot and all these cool animals over at SWCHS.com. Encourage you to do that. And Terry, before we get into our United Way update and wrap up there, want to let everybody know we got a new Rapids Report episode for you today. It'll be streaming exclusively at WFHR.com starting at 2. Come and join us for Jennifer Jennifer McNelly is going to be joining us. UW Extension's groundwater educator. We're going to be talking about groundwater and getting into that with Jen. She's such a great talker. It's going to be a fun conversation. Looking forward to that. Keep in mind that the Rapids Report is exclusively online now. You can get all episodes coming up and previous ones streaming right at WFHR.com. Spread the word about the show, everybody. And on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, tonight, high school action at 4:20. Join us as Tri-County coming to Port Edwards. Mike and Seth going to cover that one for you. Going to be some great softball on the radio dial a little bit later today. Check that out, everybody. Terry, we touched on this a little bit earlier with the United Way. You guys have so much going on. We talked about Stuff the Desk and certainly the diaper event.
Diaper Drive.
That you have going on. I also wanted to remind everybody about United We Can.
Yeah, so United We Can is happening on June 17th. This is a food sculpture contest to raise awareness of hunger in our community. We currently have 8 teams, so there is room for a couple of more teams. It's kind of just what we can fit under the grandstand at the Rafters Stadium there at Winterfield. But we do encourage, if you've been thinking about it, you can still sign up. And then the other engagement opportunity, I guess, is for people to come to the game. Come join us. Come see the hard work put forth by these businesses and organizations. If you attend a Rafter game between now and then and you bring a non-perishable food item, you will get a free bleacher seat for our event. So we encourage you to do that. All of the non-perishable food items that are gathered through this event, whether on display or from donation, will be donated to our local food programs here in Southwood County. So, it's win-win, right? Draw awareness around hunger, let the community know what's going on and, with their fellow community members as it pertains to food. And food insecurity, and then also making sure that these food items are utilized in the best way possible for our community members.
It's a fun event. We encourage you to be a part of it. You get your business, your nonprofit, get that team together, get that imagination ready, and help us help those that need it out there with the United We Can event. We're looking forward to it.
A lot of people say they can't come up with an idea. Google.
Yes.
I mean, really, like if you just put in canned food sculpture, you'll be amazed by the things you see that people have done. So don't let lack of creativity keep you away, because it's right at your fingertips.
I'm glad you brought that up. I've been fortunate to be a judge for this from the last couple of years. And I remember one year doing this and talking to some of the people that were just kind of, I don't know if they are just kind of making sure that theirs was set or whatever, but they were talking to somebody else that was down there that was already set up, got their thing done. They were talking about how they had shared ideas. And this was a business and a nonprofit. I don't remember the specifics, but I do remember that they were sharing ideas. So even that can happen there. I mean, don't let that keep you from doing this. It's such a great event, such a wonderful thing to be a part of. And even if you're not a business or a nonprofit, you can be a part of this event by bringing a non-perishable food item and to the game and taking some great baseballs. A Rafters win, because they will win that day.
Absolutely.
And help out those that help, strangers helping strangers. One of the strongest things and one of the best things this community is really good at. Find out more about that and plenty of other things with our United Way. UWSWAC.org, and be sure to follow them on social media. I want to remind everybody that another group that is helped out by the United Way are friends at Focus. They have their neighborhood meals available today. Be sure to check that out at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Doors open at 4:15. Dining room opens at 4:15. The building won't be open before 4, but you can wait and you'll get seated then. Big thank you to everybody over there, the volunteers, all the people that donate and help out with that event. Neighborhood Meals is something you can find out more about by giving a call, 715-422-1980. That is 715-422-1980. It is the first Thursday of the month. That means our great friends Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be playing some live music over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 A Street South, right here in Rapids. One of the best,
except
Pete.
It's the second Thursday of the month.
It is the second Thursday of the month. It is. You're right.
I thought you said the first.
Oh, no.
Okay, my bad.
No, I got it wrong. You're right.
It was last week.
It was last week.
I was
right.
Oh, no.
Well, they also performed the third Thursday of the month. Oh. So now you can make plans
next week.
Next,
there you go. Okay, good.
Just like I planned it.
But you can still go there today. You can still go to the Cultural Center. You just won't hear the live music.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. And thank you, Terry.
I got you back.
I appreciate you. Buford had his 2-year-olds back. Buford the dog, who we talked about one of our good stories of the day the other day. He rescued a two-year-old who was lost in the Arizona wilderness, has been being showered by gifts ever since. This dog who is just...
Look at him!
Yeah, just a great dog. There's some great pictures online of this dog. And apparently, a little bit of a local celebrity already, even before this event. But today.com, if you want to see this article and everything, this dog has been being showered with gifts and everything. It's just kind of a fun little story.
But it's so cute. He's so homely. He's cute.
Yeah, it's a great one. It's a great, good story right there. And a police officer in Oregon stopped traffic on the interstate to save a family of ducks on Monday. A driver who had to stop and wait shared footage online. The cop gently ushered them off the side of the road, and they're all okay. I'm going to try, see if I can show this to Terry here a little bit here, but there it is. There's the officer. Oh, he's got his hat out.
Because, I mean, have you ever tried to motivate a duck to walk faster?
Right, yeah.
Like, no, yeah. It's the little waddling, and worse there that it's on an interstate, right? Because it looks like there's those... pylons where they do construction, so he's trying to get the duck around it.
These animals don't mean to, but they, you know, with somebody trying to swerve or miss them or something, could cause an accident. There's a certain,
for sure,
an important reason for him doing this, but it also is just really, you know,
but cool. You know, it's kind of cute that officer has his hat on the duck's tail feathers. I wonder why he just doesn't fly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, like, why wouldn't you be sick of kind of getting pushed?
I'd fly if I could. Come on. Meanwhile, firefighters in West Colorado also saved a family of ducks this week. A bunch of ducklings fell down a storm drain, and they pulled them out one by one. And there was about 9 ducks in the video. Then a day later, the same department shared a picture of a black and white kittens they pulled from another storm drain. They joked that they don't just rescue ducklings. Sometimes it's kittens, too.
That's super sweet. Do you think the kittens went down there trying to get the ducklings?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Probably not.
Or maybe they're friends. Maybe it was a party.
That's a good point. You know, busted.
You know, I don't know about anybody else, but especially when you're young, you think about getting up the tree. You don't think about how you're getting down.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that a lot of this starts that way.
Well, the whole curiosity killed the cat, yep, right? Like, yep. The mischievous part.
Thankfully, it saved it this time. People Magazine just did a story on a woman in Washington State who advertised her friend online 3 years ago to try and find her a boyfriend. Guys had to go through a whole application process to date her. The reason people covered it is because Alex recently posted a big update. Her friend Katie ended up going with a guy from Florida named Nick, and they're getting serious. He ended up moving to Washington last year. Then last month, they got married.
So she's like the innovator of the online dating, right?
It sounds
the friend.
Like it. It sounds like it. Yeah, yeah. I love to see this big shift, like where we go away from dating apps, and it's just that. What? It's just you're just talking to your best friend.
And I get this visual, right? She's got a great big clipboard, and she's do you this? Do you this?
Yep. Yep. Who's going to look out for you? Yeah, they're going to look out for you and everything. And again, one more time, a big thank you to our United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties putting so much into this area. Where Terry and I talked about a lot today, we've only scratched the surface of ways that you can volunteer, you could be a part of things over there at the United Way, and thus being a part of your community. And to anybody new in the community, keep in mind, 2-1-1 can answer all the questions that you might need out there. Terry, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds great.
Have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.